Pickering Casino Resort mourned security guard after fatal shooting. Despicable violence disrupted the Thanksgiving holiday at the Pickering Casino Resort when a security guard, 34-year-old Michael Ferdinand, was fatally shot early on October 9. The Durham Regional Police have confirmed that multiple gunshots were fired inside the casino around 5:05 a.m. while Ferdinand was on duty. Rapid police response to shooting. Law enforcement acted quickly after receiving the emergency call, transporting Ferdinand to a nearby trauma center. Despite intensive medical intervention, Ferdinand passed away due to his injuries. Sergeant Joanne Bordelus of Durham Regional Police informed the media that the suspects, comprising both men and women, quickly left the area after the shooting. The motives for the shooting are still unclear. Investigations are ongoing, with officers working closely with the casino, witnesses, and the police homicide unit to understand the series of events and apprehend the individuals responsible. Related. Shooting incident at the Horseshoe Hotel triggers inquiry. Casino temporarily closed. The casino and its adjacent hotel, situated near Church Street and Highway 401, have been shut down temporarily for the police investigation. The specific timeline for reopening is not yet available, and authorities are advising the public to steer clear of the area for the time being. The Pickering Casino Resort, managed by the Great Canadian Gaming Corporation, is a major entertainment venue featuring 2,200 slot machines, 90 table games, live dealer stadium gaming, a sportsbook, and 7 restaurants. Shooting follows cheating scandal. In separate news, a recent cheating scandal at the Pickering Casino Resort resulted in 4 arrests. Acting on a tip, the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, in collaboration with the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, probed a scheme involving a table games dealer and casino patrons. Charges have been filed against 4 individuals, including one person, known as SS, who is facing multiple counts of cheating, criminal breach of trust, and fraud over $5,000. 3 others also face charges, including fraud and illegal possession of property, along with 4 counts of cheating.